How do you think Eddie Royal's doing as a receiver? He made a couple more big plays today. It seems like he's coming along pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's doing a very good job. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of confidence. You know what he can do with the ball in his hands, with the punt returns and the kickoff returns. And, he's got a burning desire to be to make the starting lineup. So he's been very impressive.
Mike, when you get a guy like Eddie who's been so good out here, is he one that maybe you look forward to even more than some to see how he'll do when the actual lights come on?
Yeah, all these guys, you know. You practice, give him an opportunity to get it done on game day, and hopefully he'll take advantage of the opportunity. But he's got a lot of talent. You can see his quickness and his speed, and he's making plays here in practice. And you make plays in practice, and he usually carries over the game.
Lynch, Robertson, and maybe skip a day off, those guys?
Lynch was an excuse for a personal reason. Robertson is going two practices, taking a day off. And who else did you say?
Lynch, Nalen, Pittman, and Robertson.
Yeah, Nalen, same thing. A knee still a little bit sore. Pittman, a little tight hamstring. Same thing with Peyton, a little tight hamstring.
Tom came out with his stuff on. Right?
Yeah, I was just a little sore. He wanted to practice and just had a little pain in that area, so we told him to stay away and heal it up, and hopefully he'll be able to come back tomorrow.
Mike, with Gary Zimmerman going into the hole this week, what separated him from other left tackles? What made him great?
Well, number one is the guy never made a play. You know, that's a good start. And he was old school. He was just tough, hard nosed, didn't say anything, just got the job done. Took a lot of pride in what he did. And, you know, one of the stories that really sticks out in my mind, we were in a locker room at halftime of the Raider game, and he had his shoulders pads off, and his shoulder area was just out of place. You could see that it wasn't even connected. And, of course, Greg told Zim that he's out. He said, I'm not going out until number seven goes out. So there's a shoulder out of joint. He goes back in and plays the whole second half. He wasn't coming out unless John was out. So gives an idea of the mental toughness and what type of player can, what a player is like when he can play with that type of pain.
What does it mean to you that he was almost defiant that he wanted to go in as a member of the Broncos because of you and Pat Bowlen?
Well, you know, he's one of the reasons why you win Super Bowls with guys like Gary Zimmerman. And great compliment, obviously, to our organization to have a guy like that on our team. And, Pat's a great owner, and for Gary to ask Pat to give his speech, I think, says it all.
Mike, with Marlon McCree at safety, how have you felt he's come along as a player?
Marlon's doing a great job. Learning our system, feeling very comfortable, making strides every day.
Ben Hamilton, any rust from being out all last year? Has he looked okay?
He's doing a good job, you know, but he's gone through a whole off season. At the end of March, he's had a lot of practices, so it's just like it isn't his sixth practice. It's basically in the mid-20s. So he's looked good and going to keep on getting better. Hopefully there's no setback.
How relieved are you that he hasn't had any recurrence with the concussions? I mean, that has to be a big relief.
Yeah, it's a big relief to anybody. Anytime you lose a starting player to any injury, obviously it's a setback. And hopefully there won't be any setbacks to Ben. Looks good so far.
Coach, was Hamza just a little too aggressive on the one play there?
What made you think that? these guys are all competitive. You got to protect each other. And I don't mind that. You know, that's just part of football. But if you don't make a statement out there, then eventually it gets to be full speed and somebody will get hurt.
Okay. You rectified a little the INT there?
Pardon me?
Does the INT balance anything out or at the end there?
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it's one of those things. You want the defense to make plays, and you want the offense to make plays. Obviously, both sides can't do it. So I thought today was a practice where we had a little bit of both. You know, offense had some good plays as well as the defense, and we're getting a lot of guys learning the system. It's going to take some time, but there's some great effort out there today.